This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Ian Happ.
Happ drives one in the air. Left center field. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam, Ian Happ.
Outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
This is trouble back toward the wall as Happ on the track makes the catch. Very good play by Ian Happ. That was not a routine play.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We have Jeremy Piven joining the podcast today.
I remember when you guys won the World Series, you know, after 108 years, I was doing a night shoot with Jamie Foxx, and the game started, and it was like torture. Because, you know, here I am, a lifelong Cubs fan, and it finally happens, and I'm on the set. And my first priority has to be totally present in that shoot. So I would have, like, crew members coming up and whispering in my ear, you're down two runs. And I'd be in the middle of the scene, you know, just like, shut up! I literally rapped, and I ran down the street and was standing right outside the pub and got to watch that final play. And so I got to see it happen in real time by just one play. So I felt very fortunate. It was an incredible feeling.
Ian Happ, every Thursday on the Dan Bernstein Show on 670 The Score.
Welcome back.
Breaking form a bit today to do this right out of the gate with Ian Happ, who is on Twitter at @IHapp_1 and joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So you're back to work, Ian. How's the new routine?
I am back to work. I'm very excited about it. It's a little different. We're kind of still trying to figure things out. I don't think not everybody's gotten tested yet. Everybody's getting into town. We're not officially started yet, I guess, with team practice. So we'll get in a little bit better routine at the end of the week.
Have you been tested yet?
I have. Yep. I've been tested, cleared, actually at Wrigley now. So being able to get my work in here has been great. First day was yesterday. Hit on the field with Anthony, and it was just, the field's perfect right now. It's beautiful. I wish people could see it because it was just a special moment to be outside hitting baseballs again at Wrigley Field.
I know it's got to be weird in the locker room or what's functioning as locker rooms right now, because after all that time and all that effort to give you guys that special place to be, and now you can't sort of have it. The connections with teammates are going to be different right now. Your interactions are going to be different. How are you sort of maintaining distance while also being together in a way that baseball teams have to be together?
Yeah, it's very strange. You know, everybody's wearing masks to the clubhouse. The group is spread out. You have lockers all over the place and you know, using the visiting locker room and just all kinds of stuff that you would never think of having to do at Wrigley Field. So it's definitely strange, but the precautions are necessary. Our entire staff is doing a great job with staying on top of it, making sure that all the protocols are followed, and really just making sure that guys are as safe as they can possibly be.
I know you guys have talked about it on the compound, and Dakota Meckes, I'm going to say, like, how do you not spit? How does a pitcher not spit? I mean, are the spit police walking around? Are there signs? Are there reminders of trying to create new and healthier habits?
No police out yet, just because I think not everybody's here yet. I think there will be some people watching and making sure that the rules are being followed. But for right now, it's on the players. It's on us. You know, we understand the protocols. We've seen them. I was outside yesterday taking BP and was definitely conscious of that, conscious of just everything that we're talking about doing to make sure that we're in as safe a place as possible, because it will be a competitive advantage to keep guys on the field, to keep guys healthy, as well as the right thing to do.
Tommy Hotovy came on The Score yesterday at 8 o'clock and told his personal and harrowing story about his ordeal with COVID-19. He said that he had been sharing his journey, as he called it, with the pitchers. How aware were others of what he was going through, and how sobering is it to have it hit home like that?
Yeah, I think I was more aware than most of our position players, just because I was living in the house with Dakota as he was going through it. And so Dakota would be on the pitcher's calls, and we would get weekly updates on how he was doing. And I think the most amazing part of that is both his family situation, having to be very, very isolated, and also the fact that he wasn't testing negative for a month, I guess. So I can't imagine. I think that we're all happy that he's back to being healthy, that he's putting some weight back on. It was the whole Cubs family was definitely with him through that time.
I want to get to the news of the day, or certainly of yesterday, when MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred was on the Dan Patrick Show and didn't just say the quiet part out loud. He went further than that in saying that no matter what would happen in negotiation, essentially they were never going to play more than 60 games, and just admitting openly that much of some supposed negotiation was really not that. He said the reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games no matter how the negotiations with the players went. And I'm thinking, dude, for a Harvard law trained negotiating professional to not understand the sword of Damocles that is that grievance that's still hanging over his head, that you guys did not waive your right to grieve. Did your jaw drop when you saw this?
I've seen the quote. I haven't seen the full interview, so I hope, I guess I don't hope, but I don't know if it's out of context or not. But just a crazy thing for him to say. And the other part of that is, I think we knew pretty early on that was their number, or somewhere around there was their number, because of the proposals that they were sending over, because of the percentage of the salaries that they were willing to pay. But it's not good for the game. It's not good for the way that the fans look at the game. And if Major League Baseball is looking fans in the eye and telling them that they're only going to play a certain percentage of the season, I just don't think that's where we want to head as a group.
And I think very simply that those words, best efforts, that's National Labor Relations Board can look at this and say that at the very least that falls far short of the legal standard of best efforts when you say we weren't going to play more than 60 games no matter how the negotiations went. That is very clearly, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an arbitrator, but that doesn't look like best efforts to me.
Nope, it definitely doesn't, and it definitely didn't feel like best efforts at the time, until right at the end there when they were in their window of exactly what they probably internally had agreed to. So it is unfortunate that that's how the negotiation went overall.
Ian, I know you only have a couple of minutes for us. I appreciate you carving out some time, as always. We'll get into a little bit more of a regular routine, looking probably 9:30 or so most Thursdays when we can let it breathe a little bit more. But I just wanted to ask about something that I heard in your conversation that you had with Jeremy Piven. When you're talking about why it's nice to play for the Cubs and why it's nice to play in Chicago, and there's something that I wanted to make sure that I heard right, where you said that the media was generally, I don't know if the word you use was nicer or favorable or maybe compared to other markets. And I'm wondering, how do you judge that? What's the context? Is that a shared sentiment around MLB that it's a nicer place to play with your interactions with the media?
Yeah, Chicago is a pretty favorable place with the media because for the most part, the group isn't out to get you. They're not out to make a storyline of a misquote or only print part of the story. They do a great job of giving us a chance to really express ourselves and hear our voice. And it's treated more as a season. They're a little bit more understanding. I know we were very fortunate with Joe to take a lot of pressure off us and do a lot of the media responsibilities, but just looking at some of the other major markets that I know we've heard guys that have played for some of the markets, and they talk about 162 single game seasons, where you know at the end of every day, it's you know if you lost that day, it's the end of the world. So our media, our market does a great job of kind of seeing the whole picture about not getting too high or too low, and I think we really appreciate that as a group. We appreciate the fact that we can feel comfortable talking to our media and not feel like we always have to be 100% on guard.
Well, it's going to be put to the test now, because now we do have 60 individual seasons essentially right now.
Exactly right. Yeah, we hope. I hope that those comments will carry on. I hope everybody that's listening go. You stay nice with us. We're doing our best here.
Ian, thanks as always. We'll let you get back to work and look forward to talking next week.
Thanks so much.
That is Ian Happ, who joins us every Thursday here on Sports Radio 670.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.